This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. Join their team today. Will Brinson from CBS Sports will join us in just about 20 minutes. It's at 9:20, but right now it's time for EB's Entertainment Page.
That's right, Cakes. Entertainment Page, driven by BMW Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man on the world, but my guy, Mike Walker of BMW Fairfax, has no interest in charging you interest. Just 2.99% of most X-Series models. I've got the X5. My buddy's got the i7. Loves it. For a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. If Mike's not there, ask for my girl Miriam. She will take care of you. Promise. All right. So some details are starting to come back here on this Liam Payne thing, which is really tragic, right? How old is the guy? 31 years old.
Mm-hmm.
The former One Direction
singer. What's the toxicology reveal?
They say at pink cocaine. Now, I don't know what that is. If Drab was here, he could probably tell us.
I believe it includes ketamine and meth.
It includes
it's like everything.
Ketamine and Molly, not necessarily cocaine.
Ketamine all about? I've heard a lot about it, but I know nothing.
Well, ketamine, isn't that what was in Dwayne Haskins' system when he...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And wasn't that in... What's Chandler's name from Friends?
Yeah.
Matthew Perry. Yeah. Yes, I think that's
Matthew Perry.
Ketamine, also the drug that Dexter would use to incapacitate his victims.
I think it's like
that's an anesthetic.
Is it like a tranquilizer?
Yeah,
I think it's some sort of tranquilizer.
It basically turns you into a zombie.
Yeah.
Is what it does.
So you got a tranquilizer and cocaine.
Not necessarily cocaine. Meth and Molly. So you know it's got all kinds of stuff in there.
Sheesh.
But I don't think necessarily cocaine. But
does
they call
Molly
it
get you kind of hyped up?
Does that get you horny?
I think so.
Hallucinates.
Makes you want to go to the club.
Yeah,
and go to
it's like a euphoria thing, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Lamar
Odom.
He was just
putting everything in his body.
And he was telling people he was sober. Lamar Odom, who I didn't know this, has his own Odom recovery group.
Mm-hmm. I ran into Lamar Odom back in the train station back
I
in the
remember
day.
That. He and
back
his other buddy, his other big man. Remember that?
Abdul Shamsuddin.
That's amazing you remember his
they
name.
Didn't they play together at Rhode Island?
Yeah.
I think that was
I remember it vividly because we were awestruck.
This brain is faulty.
Yeah.
Admittedly.
Yeah.
But it does have some amazing retention skills.
Mostly for meaningless stuff
That's very true. It's
but that
trivial.
That was the highlight for us. We were young guys, and we were huge hoop heads, and we saw Lamar Odom when he was at Rhode Island, which, you know, had to be pretty, I think, into college hoops to know who he was.
College hoops dork.
Yeah.
Didn't know who that was.
Yeah, but the other guy for him to remember, it's just much like he remembers.
Well, I remember his face. I don't remember
his name. He remembers the dude from the hotel that took the autographed picture of
the
me
Nigerian
and Jerry
bellhop.
Rice.
You remember his name, EB. The Nigerian bellhop.
Was that down in Atlanta?
Tony, yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
In Atlanta.
Tony something.
Tony Chica. Everybody knows that.
Well, also, remember when we ran into the chick from Cheers.
From Cheers, yes.
Yeah, the ballerina lady or whatever.
Yeah, what was her name?
The Dr. Judy or whatever she was on the show.
No, her name is, hold on. Wait a second.
She's like a ballerina.
And she was Lilith on Cheers.
She was... brutal. So mean. We were just young guys in our 20s. We were excited that we, late 20s probably. We were excited that we saw this, superstar from an iconic show like Cheers. And she grilled us for looking at her.
For looking?
Yes.
Staring.
Yeah, they were gawking.
That'd yeah, you know, he could have been gawking.
They were gawking. There's a lot of gawking happening.
Yeah, man.
He was dressed as Jason, if I recall.
I mean, we were just like whispering about
her. I just looked at her, and I knew who she was.
Yeah.
And maybe I said something to you guys sitting behind me or sitting next to me.
Yeah, and she was like, yes!
Yes, it's me.
Yeah. By the way,
are you
going to
stare at me?
Everyone knows her name.
She basically walked all the way to the back of the train.
She went to a different car or something. But I remember she had dirty-ass shoes.
Yeah, she did.
They were like, you know, some sort of boots or something. They're probably $1,000, but they were dirty. BB Newirth.
These are our running celebrities. LeVar Odom
and BB Newirth.
Probably wouldn't even recognize her now.
Great run-ins with celebs. I've told you this many times. When I was,
she was probably 45. No, she was younger than that. She was probably early 40s then.
Yeah. I don't know, but she was ugly. When we were,
she's 65 now.
When I was about 26,
she's got two Emmys. EB,
she sucks.
Very jealous of her Emmys.
Yeah, no, those are way better than a local Emmy.
Two Tonys.
Yeah, everybody's got a local.
Nobody cares about Tonys.
Nobody cares about Tonys. I mean, come on.
I would take
Broadway.
I would take a Tony.
I care about Tony Pollard. I mean,
but can you sing and dance and entertain a crowd?
No, I wish I could. When I went to Santa Barbara, I was 26 years old. I went to Santa Monica, Santa Barbara. I'm telling you, I had the best. I went jogging on the Santa Monica beach. And
Chris
Farley
sliced for you.
I literally bumped into Steven Spielberg. We were both jogging.
Yeah.
And he was coming up. You know, like in Santa
Monica. I hope
you're Monica,
running faster than him.
Yeah. I don't know. Because, you know, in Santa Monica, you go down the hill, you go over a little bridge to get to the beach.
Did he drop a bunch of scripts when you
And he was coming up on, he was coming from the beach. I was going to the beach, and it was a little walkway, and we literally bumped into it. I look up, it's effing Steven Spielberg.
What did you say?
I said, excuse me.
So I love Jaws.
I said, nothing.
Love E.T.
That's pretty big. And then I'm in the Third Street Promenade. Jason,
he dropped
is that
the Schindler's List 2
Third
script.
Street Promenade. That's where I saw Bono.
Right. Well, you beat me with Bono.
Just walking down, the street.
Bono, but you know who literally rollerbladed past me?
I know, Matthew McConaughey. As you always call
Matthew McConaughey. Yeah. Right. I mean, and he looked homeless. He looked like a homeless crackhead.
If you live out there, you're gonna see stars. Kelsey sees stars every week.
I know. It's kind of wild though.
Ooh, give us the latest star she's seen. Last
I haven't
two or
asked
weeks.
Her, really.
Oh, come on. Man. You tease us and you can't give us one name.
I had breakfast at this place on that same trip. Jason would like this, and it was the Nub Low. He was sitting at the table next to
Chad, Chad Low?
Chad Low. The Nub Low.
Jason would have been butt sized for my celebrity interaction. It wasn't really an interaction. I was at a Denny's with my family. I'm sure we were on our way to Disney World, and two tables over, eating a lumberjack slam. Mike Hampton.
Oh. How'd you recognize him?
Colorado Rockies.
How'd you recognize him?
I don't even know how I recognize him.
How would you recognize him?
He was there for spring training.
Did you tell him you're a fan of his curveball?
I leaned over to Amy. I was like, that's Mike Hampton. He just signed a big deal, and he's not worth all the money.
You sure he wasn't getting a Colorado omelet from IHOP?
He might have been. And my wife, she just looked at me just like a 1,000-yard stare, like she cares who Mike Hampton is.
I
barely cared who
I
he was.
I also had an IHOP celebrity sighting. Did you know that?
I did not. I was at a Denny's. I'm a Denny's guy.
Okay, this
not
was
an IHOP guy.
In Rockville. There's an IHOP in Rockville.
There
right?
is, yes.
Yeah, I've maybe been there.
Two of them.
Maybe been there twice in my life. Mitch Richmond.
That's a pretty good one.
Way better than Mike Hampton.
I've sworn off IHOP because the last time I went, the waitress, she came to our table and everybody's ordering. She goes, okay, you want scrambled eggs? You want
this is cakes and cut peas.
And she didn't write any of it down. And as soon as she left, I turned to everybody at the table and I said, she's going to botch the order. She's going to destroy the order, not remember anything. 10 minutes goes by. She comes back. Oh, I didn't write down the order. You need to reorder. And I said, I'm never coming here.
Did everyone have to reorder or just you?
Oh, everybody had to reorder.
Oh, my God.
And then we spent an hour in an IHOP when you should always spend half an hour in an IHOP.
I actually went to IHOP on Friday night.
Never again.
After soccer practice. And I think we got our food. Now it was just me and Isabella. And we got our food in 5 minutes. Now I ordered French toast.
EB.
She got scary pancakes.
Can I tell
whatever.
You mm-hmm. the life downgrade?
Awesome.
Not listening
the
to
IHOP took the place of the Sakura Steakhouse in the O-Town. Do you know what a life downgrade that is for your pal over here?
That is a downgrade.
I don't get to go and catch shrimp and get to see the onion volcano anymore. Mm. It's very depressing.
Valdez, you know, he's talking about Chad Lowe. I saw Chad Lowe.
You also saw Chad Lowe?
I saw him in the Liquid Assets. Restaurant slash bar in Ocean City.
What is he doing there?
I was told that his wife, or maybe it was a girlfriend at the time, is from Maryland, but I don't know that for a fact. But he was in Liquid Assets on 97th Street.
Isn't he?
Actually, that was 92nd Street.
Is he married to or in a relationship with Hillary Swank?
Not anymore.
They used to be
married
together?
From 97 through 2007.
He's married to somebody
so I'm
else.
I'm 15 years behind a curve.
entertainment guru.
17 years. Yeah. Hey, I will claim to be the entertainment guru. He does.
Chad Lowe, is he the most famous person in Ocean City besides Drew with elephantitis?
I saw
Has anybody seen beach? Him in years?
I don't know.
Yeah. The guy with the shorts and the big, big beach balls in his shorts.
Don't know where he is. Wonder if he's still alive.
He's got to be dead. He's got to be dead.
I'm sure someone will
speaking of
tweet
dead
you.
Cakes.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. If someone has a Drew update, I'm psyched for a Drew update. I think that's his name, isn't
yeah,
it?
I think so. You're right. Yeah.
Drew, the guy with the big beach balls.
He has elephantitis.
Okay, hold on.
His
slinky.
Can't say the first one.
His slinky, all of a sudden out of nowhere, started outrageously growing.
Okay.
I know who you're talking about.
Right.
And he had to, it was a real problem.
Yeah, it's a medical.
DW?
I don't want to say.
It's a medical issue.
Yeah, I don't want to say.
Did I get those in this
I don't want to say. But you might be right all over it, but I don't want to say. Okay, speaking of death.
Yes.
Do you know there's a former metal legend?
Yes, I saw this news yesterday. Sad news. Paul Di'Anno, who used to, I broke my work tag. This is going to be
tag.
Yeah, to get into the parking garage.
He was just nervous to
Paul Di'Anno, the original lead singer of Iron Maiden, passed at the age of 66.
Yeah. Oof. Do you know what he passed Why? From?
I don't know how he died.
Heavy metal.
No cause of
iron
death
lung.
Has been announced.
Iron lung. Valdez.
But he had been struggling with illness for several years. He was 66 years old. He was the lead singer from 78 through 81. Was that a great era?
Like their
or
first
no?
two albums, he was the lead singer on.
Who was he replaced by, Cakes?
Have you ever heard of Bruce Dickinson?
Not really.
I know you haven't.
Not really.
He's only one of the greatest heavy metal singers of all time.
Is that Hunter's dad or grandfather?
Pretty sure no relation
Are
to
you
the
sure?
Hoops,
Are you
Is Hunter
sure?
still in Michigan?
Not this at all. He's at Kansas.
Sorry.
This is not Paul Di'Anno. This is Bruce Dickinson singing.
Okay.
Jason's favorite tune.
This is the worst song ever.
First of all,
everyone, just listen to this song. You tell me this is good.
First of all, how dare you?
That's so bad.
Second of all, this song holds a very special place in mine and Valdez's history. This is one of the funniest bits ever. We're at the Improv in D.C.?
I think it was the Improv, yeah.
We're at the Improv. We're at a fundraiser for Native American Charities.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Charity-oki.
Charity-oki.
I was there.
Yeah, I was there, too.
I believe his name was Russ Thaler,
yes.
Who used to work for Comcast Sportsnet.
Right.
I don't think he liked us either. And he goes up and he sings this song, which is Run to the Hills by Iron Maiden. Run to the Hills is all about the white man coming across the ocean and slaughtering Indians.
Yeah.
And Native Americans.
And he didn't understand that.
I don't know.
Was he trolling them?
I think he might have been
I think he might have been doing a bit.
I think it had to be a bit because it's a massive troll job and it's very insensitive. Mm. But Valdez and I looked at
Cakes with a blank stare, slapping my knee.
Like, it was definitely lost on me.
This is the funniest thing ever.
My knee's never been more red in my life.
Never listened to a lyric in this song ever.
Not in that.
I think we were the only ones in there that got what was going on.
I didn't. What about...
He's a Tennis Channel guy now, right? Russ Thaler?
No, you're thinking of
Channel 9, Brett.
Brett Haber.
I see a bunch of tennis stuff here from Russ Thaler on his Instagram.
Russ Thaler looks like. Oh, yeah.
By the way, Valdez, that's a top five funniest moment of doing the show, in my opinion.
Yeah, but it's very inside.
But it was... To us, it was the funniest thing ever.
I just got on Charlie Horse. Oh, my God.
EB... All right, it might not be Tennis Channel, but it looks like he does U.S. Open Radio.
Okay, so, all right. So, for tennis?
Who's listening to that?
U.S. Open, I mean, I see nothing. His Instagram's nothing but tennis pictures all over the place.
I actually listened
Bud Collins Media
to
Center.
That one time.
I didn't even know there was a thing.
You can actually listen
U.S. Open Radio.
Slams on the radio.
So, it's open for business.
And all you hear
two weeks out of the year.
All you hear is...
Boring, and I love tennis. I'm a tennis guy.
Eric, why don't you put that on your Spotify sleep playlist?
What, the U.S. Open thing?
Yeah.
No, but you know what, Cakes? I'm looking at his Russ Taylor's Instagram. He went to see Geddy Lee at the Beacon Theater.
Okay.
He's a metal guy.
He's a rock guy.
Yeah, good, he's a rock guy.
All right, when we come back, we will talk NFL with our pal Will Brinson from CBS Sports. He'll join us next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Head out to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to Will Brinson, CBS Sports NFL writer. What's up, Will? Good morning.
What's up, fellas? How are you doing?
We're doing all right. Hey, could you answer our very deep poll of the day? Has to do with Aaron Rodgers. There's a viral video where he may have picked his booger, and some people are alleging he ate it. What do you think is worse to be known for? Being the booger boy or being a bedwetter?
Oof. I mean, I think that, like, there's not to, like, get into the semantics of this, but I think there's a massive difference between, like, if you're a booger boy, are you a booger boy because you pick your boogers, or are you a booger boy because you pick your boogers and eat them? Because, like
that is a massive difference.
Like, Jim Boeheim is, like, a notorious, like, booger picker and eater, right?
I didn't know that.
I was unaware.
Oh, my God. Google Jim Boeheim boogers. It's like the guy's jammed his finger up his nose, like, every single game. It's unbelievable. He's definitely been nibbling.
I'm going to YouTube that.
I got to tell you, I'm not averse to picking my nose. It feels amazing.
Everyone's a booger boy if they just pick their nose.
It feels amazing.
Yeah. No. I love picking my nose.
Like, right. It feels great.
Yeah, I can breathe.
I
mean, I'm not gonna lie, I'm a huge fan of, like, it's like, oh, that's a pretty good bug.
Yeah,
like, that's a solid bug that I got there.
Oh, when I get a big one, like, it's amazing.
Yeah, but you're not chomping on it.
You're not eating it.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I'll yell at
I got a 10-year-old, I'll be like, Robbie! You gotta see this bug. For me, it's like a no-brainer. I'm okay being the booger guy.
Yeah.
As long as, like, but, like, I would much rather be the booger guy. But, like, if you're a booger eater,
that's a whole different.
Like, I just dry gag.
I'm grossed out watching Boeheim.
Oh my gosh, he did it.
He literally eating his boogers.
Was this during COVID? Was that why he's got the mask? I've got.
It's his whole career, man. I'm sitting here yelling, like, I love bugs, but, like, I mean, like, I'm not going to be picking my nose. I'm going to be picking my nose on, like, national television. Yeah.
So if you were known for, like, all your friends from high school, if you're known as either the booger eater or somebody that wet the bed, what's the worst rep?
I think the worst, the wetting the bed is just a problem. It's now I'm too old for this, but, you know, sometimes you got to share a bed, like, throughout, like, the course of your life, like, whether it's, you know, whether you're, you know, married, whether, like, bedwetter is going to cause you bigger problems. I look at it in this lens, and I mean, this is probably, you know, not 2024 me, but, like, you know, if I'm trying to attract the interest of a young lady, or a mature woman, whatever you want to call it, I think bedwetters, the notorious bedwetting, like, reputation is probably going to impede that more, even so, than, like, boogery.
I don't know, man.
That's where I'm coming from on this call. So I've never eaten a booger. I won't ever eat a booger. But I'm taking booger eating over bedwetting.
The funniest thing about this whole bit is I'm looking at your Twitter from 2 minutes ago, at Will Brinson, joining Junks Radio now to talk some football.
Right.
Well, I was gonna bring up, by the way, I was gonna bring up just I don't know where he's playing next. I know he's playing here again tonight, but man, I don't know if you guys are Sturgill Simpson fans, but I went last night and he is on an absolute heater right now. So if Sturgill is in your area at any point, make sure you make the effort to go.
All right, there you go.
We will keep that in mind.
Hey, Will, can you talk about the absolute debacle in Austin, Texas on Saturday night after the officials call the PI and then they are reviewing the call on the scoreboard, and in between that, for 7 minutes, the Texas student section is throwing stuff on the field. First of all, I didn't know you could reverse a pass interference call. Well, I didn't even think that was possible.
I mean, you can't.
Right. And what is going on with this crew? What are they doing?
Okay. I mean, a couple thoughts here. One, you're not, obviously you can reverse pass interference because they just did.
I didn't know you could.
But you're not supposed to be able to do it. And you heard Kirby Smart after the game, you know, talking about how he had some words. He's like, we're not going to show up and take the pictures and dance around on the field. He's like, they tried to rob us. Your whole network picked against us. Uh-huh. Georgia played an awesome game. Their pass rush was undeniable.
Defense was really good. Carson Beck, defense, not awesome.
Yeah. You know, I think Carson Beck had like two picks in the first 15 minutes.
Right.
Yeah, I thought that I think that the NFL has gotten better about doing this in recent years, and college football is actually ahead of the NFL on it, but like the replay assist type of stuff to make sure you get the right call. Like the NFL did that with that first down on I think it was Sunday night maybe. Where they're like they buzz in, they're like, no, he like Alan Lazard was stretching out and like clearly his knee went down, the ball's past the first down marker. You know, they buzz in, they're like, hey, that's a first down.
Yeah,
like,
they use the replay assist. That was smart.
Replay exactly. Like the eye of the sky stuff. Now the NFL's implementation of it has been very sort of like riding with my ex-wife down the highway where, you know, it's like smash. If you're like, what are you doing? Like, just mm-hmm. you don't need to smash and gas. Like, just relax. Mm-hmm. But I think that, like, I do think they've gotten to a place where they're using it more frequently and more appropriate measures. In this instance, I thought it was very clearly not defensive pass interference, right? Like, I mean, am I thinking about it backwards? I mean, I thought the end result was like the correct decision, but you just can't, like, that's the rule book says you can't do that. And like, you're not supposed to be able to review it. And then Texas is like, hey, welcome to the SEC, guys. Not sure if you're aware, you're not in charge anymore. You might be Texas and you might think that you're in charge of everything. You're not. And the SEC, I'll tell you what would you rather be caught on national television in college eating a booger or get a text from your university that you're attending that lets you know you've been caught on national television throwing a bottle and your ticket for the rest of the season to your almost certainly guaranteed playoff top five team has been revoked?
Yeah.
Because you like feed me give me a buffet of bugs before you take my ticket. You know?
Talking to Will.
These kids are just getting these texts. Like, they're showing up. It's like, hey, we reviewed this. And the SEC, I mean, put the hammer down.
Right.
$250,000 fine. Find everybody who threw those bottles and
take their tickets away.
Yeah. Or
kick them out of school.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you saw it, but like the SEC was like, and if you don't do this stuff, mm-hmm. we will suspend your alcohol sales, which is, that's crazy that they had that power.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I think I'm a passionate NC State fan. I've screamed some things in the stands that even in my older age that I kind of wish, like, you know, the kids around, the small children around me might not have heard. But yeah, you don't throw bottles on the field. It's like, what are you doing? Like, grow up. Like, it's a close game. It's a big game. But you know, you can't throw a hissy. It's basically like a college student section, like hissy fit. I mean, that's all it is, you know? And so, but I don't like the idea that, you know, the throwing this stuff on the field, potentially influence the call. I don't know. I almost feel like it's more likely that
I think it looked that way, but I think they were going to reverse the call either way. Even if there was stuff thrown on the field.
Doing that on, like, it's just a reminder that, like,
yeah.
Sometimes we should rethink whether we gamble on football when you think about all the stupid stuff that, like, can impact whether you win or lose money.
I hear you.
Joined by Will Brinson, CBS Sports NFL writer. So, kind of what's your perspective on what you see in the Commanders? We had a discussion yesterday after they beat up on Carolina, and we know that it's Carolina. Well, how good is this team? Where do you see them stacking up in the NFC?
Yeah, I mean, look, Carolina is, man, it's like playing, I don't know, like an FCS or FBS.
They're hideous.
That's what I said. Yeah, that was varsity against JV on Sunday.
I mean, yeah, and, like, even when Mariota was out there, it just didn't even matter. And so, like, Carolina, I think it's like, I mean, they, 2 weeks ago, they were down to 4 of 11 starters on defense from the beginning of the season. You know, Andy Dalton, they need to just play Bryce. I don't really know what they're doing. But, yeah, I mean, I think Washington, one of the things I think is really interesting when you look at Washington and also look at Dallas is Dallas before, when Mike McCarthy first got there, their defense was atrocious. And, like, Mike McCarthy was on the hot seat 2 years in with Mike Nolan as the DC, fired him. I don't know that Mike McCarthy chose Dan Quinn so much as, like, he sort of foisted on him. But Dan Quinn comes in and the defense is awesome. Dan Quinn leaves and the defense stinks again in Dallas. Meanwhile, in Washington, you have this offensive line that we thought was going to be a massive problem. It's been playing fantastic football.
Right.
And the defense, which, you know, John Allen out now, and I don't think anybody's going to say that the Washington defense is elite, but I think they've been playing above their skill level, right? Or above, like, the overall talent level on the defense. And you also have 2 weeks in, Cliff Kingsbury's, you know, like, running this horizontal raid. I think everybody was kind of asking questions. I mean, I think we maybe even talked, like, after week one about it a little bit, but, now it's changed. And I think I just really think a lot of this might be Dan Quinn's influence as a good football coach. And I think he's a good football coach. To me, the biggest ding to his reputation and to sort of his success in Atlanta was, you know, like, losing the 28-3 Super Bowl, the greatest coach and greatest quarterback in the history of professional football. MVP with Kyle Shanahan, of course, but got an MVP season out of Matt Ryan. And I think he's just a really good football coach. And you can kind of see it from a transitive property standpoint with Dallas struggling and Washington thriving. But to me, that's not a coincidence. So, you know, in the NFC as a whole, you know, there's definitely, like, a class of, like, I think the Lions are the Lions are the class of the conference. The 49ers are there when they're fully functional, and they're just not right now. The Seahawks, I think, is, like, you probably put the Commanders in the same sort of level as maybe the Seahawks,
Eagles,
yeah, Vikings, and Packers, probably a little bit above. Maybe the Eagles in that. Maybe a little bit above as well, just because we've seen it from this team, and they might have a little bit more depth on the lines. But like absolute worst case, Washington is right there in that, whether it's a second or third tier, depending on how high you put the Lions. I put them very high. That is a playoff contender that has an exciting young quarterback who looks like a franchise guy. You got to stay healthy. You got to, you know, avoid some shots when he's running, especially, like, dude, just don't take big hits against Carolina. You're going to win by 40. Just don't take hits. I think Washington is like frisky, they could win the division. I wouldn't bat an eye, but I think they're definitely, like, a frisky wild card problem, right? Like, I wouldn't want to be hosting Washington on wild card weekend. Much less even having to go to Washington to play them. I doubt they get the bye, but, like, I wouldn't. I think they're a problem. Let's put it that way. And I think,
like,
that's
to
a
hear
good
that.
Thing.
Yep. Like
yeah.
to hear
like,
that.
I think that's a good. That's a great thing for Commanders fans who have been, like, pining for anything interesting.
Right.
And, you know, look. You know, you want to talk about sort of like a higher level thing too. Look at the Panthers. You know, versus the Commanders, where David Tepper comes in. And is just got his mitts in every aspect of that organization to a fault from a micromanaging standpoint. And you know, Josh Harris, who just stayed out of the limelight. Like, mm-hmm. he came in, he's like, hey, look, not Dan Snyder. Going to do the opposite of Dan Snyder for a few months, and then I'm going to hire some football people, some like Adam Peters, Dan Quinn. You're talking about, like, established, smart football people that he hired and brought in, and he's letting them do their jobs. And it's I'm not saying it's, like, easy to run a football team, and I don't know how to do it, but – you know, just get out of the way. And I think he's done a really good job of doing that.
Right. Will, we always love talking to you, man. It was great. We'll have you on again soon. It's Will Brinson, CBS Sports NFL writer. Thanks again, man.
All right, boys. See ya.
All right. Yep. Thank you, buddy.
If you want to give him a follow on Twitter, at Will Brinson, we're the Junks. We'll be right back. Friendly reminder to the rest of the Junks not to drive here tomorrow. We will be broadcasting from the Entertainment and Sports Arena, the Wizards practice site where the Mystics play. Tomorrow, we'll be interviewing Wizards head coach Brian Keefe.
All right.
Wizards general manager Will Dawkins.
I have to tell you, I love Will.
Love him.
He is such a good dude.
It's been awesome to us.
Yeah. Really like talking to him.
And their top pick in the latest NBA draft, number 2 overall pick, Alex Saar.
We had him on the phone. Was he good or not?
I can't remember. I thought he was good.
Can't remember. I think he was decent.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
I don't think Will's going to be happy that JP and I are going to take the Wizards team total under.
Well, you might want to just downplay that. Though, I mean,
he doesn't seem to care.
Their plan is to lose a lot of games over the next few years.
Yeah.
And build into something better.
I'm going to give you my prediction on Alex Saar's numbers this year.
All right.
All right, I just looked at last year's Rookie of the Year stats. Right. He's not going to reach.
He's not going to be Wembanyama.
Yeah, he averaged 21.3 points per game.
Wembanyama's going to Hall of Fame. No.
And I don't think he's going to achieve the guy who finished third. I'm skipping over second. Was Chet Holmgren because
he wasn't technically
a rookie, but he got drafted rookie 2 years ago.
Yep.
Unique player. But Brandon Miller was third in Rookie of the Year. He averaged 17.3 points per game.
He's not going to be anywhere near
I don't think he's as offensive-minded as Brandon Miller. But I do think he's going to get a lot of green lights. I'm going to say rookie season, I think he's going to be successful as a rookie. I think he's going to average
11.
I'm going to go higher than that. 13 points a game, 8 rebounds, and 2.1 swats.
2.1 swats per game? How many? Give me that ball.
I said 8.
I'm going to take steals. Swipes.
Oh, steals?
Swipers.
I don't know. 1.5.
That's pretty good.
To big guys get a lot of steals? I don't know.
How many points did you put them on?
13.
I think that's aggressive.
I would go more like 11. I think I'd go 10 to 11.
I think
10's good, I think.
I mean, if you remember, I know it was just summer league, but he'll take shots. He's a volume guy.
He does like shooting. Yeah. And he's also going to have
he didn't make a lot of them yet. I like his technique, but he didn't.
You got to remember, he wasn't playing summer league with all the guys who are going to be taking the shots.
I'm going to guess a lot of his offense is going to come from like putbacks, dunks, the high percentage stuff.
You want to do a season long $10 bet? I'll go under 13 points. So 12.9, I win.
Let me get 12.5 and up.
12.7.
So round up. No, 12.5. Because if it's over 12.5, you round up to 13.
He told me 13.
Yeah, well, if it was 12.6, you would call that 13. I want 12.6 and up.
Jason, he's not going to average 12.
All right, 12.
You're off by 0.1 now.
All right, $10, 12.5 and below, I win.
Done.
Put it in the book.
You never put him in the book anymore. Cakes doesn't. He doesn't like making this little move.
All right.
Of actually writing it down.
$10.
I don't like that. I don't like writing. I like keeping him up here and then referencing Valdez to go back to the archives.
I love season win totals, player win totals, or player stat totals.
What are the three that we have right now? We've got Wizards under. We've got Dallas over.
Knicks under. And we've got to come up with a fourth.
Ooh, I've got comms changing
name.
Kind of
like the Bucks under now because Chris Middleton's recovering off two ankle surgeries.
15.5.
Kind of like the under.
Comms changed their name by the beginning of the 2027 NFL season.
That's me and you, right?
That ain't happening.
JP, no, I'm yes. That's a $20 wager. That's a big one.
That one, you're going to have to pay that one.
You got to wait till 2027.
Zero.
I'll offer
momentum.
You a buyout right now, Cakes, for $19.99.
Not doing that. I'm just going to buy my sweet time.
I would do one for $10.
Nah.
You'd rather have $20 in 3 years?
What's that going to do?
So dumb.
On a $20 win.
I mean, it's going to be worth $10 in 3 years.
$15, I would do it.
All right.
I'm winning now.
He's not doing it.
I'm writing down the bet because I have to write down the bets.
Yeah, you do.
It's so important.
You forget them.
I do forget them. That is true.
It's the reason we have the bet book.
Yeah, you're not supposed
to. Some listener sent a new bet book and you scoffed at it. You're like, we're using this one.
This one has character.
Where is the new one?
History.
It's in my backpack.
Hey, will you hand it to me? We'll keep it in here. And okay. Then we'll just.
That's a good idea.
We'll get rid of Cakes's
terrible system.
Yeah. By the way, I like Cakes's idea of we need all Jaden sightings.
Yes, we need that.
Send us pics. If he's like pumping gas.
I'd also enjoy pictures of other skinny guys who aren't Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, that they think they're Jaden Daniels.
You think looks like Jaden?
Yeah. All right.
It just makes me laugh.
Getting back to SAR for just a second. 12.5 or lower, Jason wins.
No.
Is that correct?
Yes.
12.5 or lower, correct.
All right. That's it.
You're good with that?
$10?
$10.
That's in. You guys are in. It's consummated.
Good.
Even has a date on it.
It'll keep me interested.
I think SAR has Kevin Durant like potential offensively. Like his bag, as the kids say. He's got some of those moves.
Well, that's
now, he doesn't really
high.
Hit the shot.
That's way too high. He's never going to average 30.
He's not going to have
Hall of Famer.
He's not going to have that kind of perimeter game.
Yeah.
I mean, KD was a great perimeter shooter in college.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
He's just not going to have that.
You're setting the bar way too high. You're only going to disappoint yourself.
He's just tall and skinny like him.
I mean, he's athletic. Yeah.
No, he has those type of moves. You see him. He just doesn't hit the shots is the problem, which Jason's bringing up.
He doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a strength.
But also,
he can get better.
When he does it, they're kind of like slow developing. Like, you know, like he's not as fluid as KD.
I think he's pretty fluid.
By the way, Washington opens up with
the Celtics
here.
Thursday night.
Yeah, Thursday night. Catching 13.5.
All right.
But
you
got the NBA, you got doubleheader tonight. You got, remember, Caps, 6 o'clock.
6 p.m. puck drop. That's right, from Philly.
Ooh, let me look at the – what's the goal total for the Caps? You think it's 2.5?
I don't know. How am I going to know that off the top of my head?
I think it is. I think it's 2.5.
I did run into Hockey Boy once or twice at Lifetime. It always surprised me that he was like he should be Hockey Man.
He is. He's like 60.
He's an old man.
Hockey Boy is actually Hockey Man. Yeah. That's actually kind of funny.
Guy's an AARP
Hockey
card.
Senior.
He's so old, he's doing water aerobics.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Well,
made me chuckle.
I gotta take pictures tonight because it's Holy Cross's senior night.
Okay.
And I always take pictures, at my kids' games. You guys know that. But I'm not good at taking pictures of, like, walking with the parents.
That's not your forte?
Not my forte.
Not your Joe forte?
I'm not a wedding photographer. I'm not an Adam Sandler or whatever. Was he in a movie called
The Wedding Singer?
Wedding Singer.
Yeah,
it wasn't a wedding photographer movie.
No.
Like
maybe
your
sequel. Yeah.
Hey, yes, no men.
Yeah, you want to do.
Hey, I'm generally going to greenlight Adam Sandler films. They tend to do well.
They always do well. Critics hate them, but they always do well.
A lot of his movies have been straight to Netflix because he signed, shockingly, a massive deal with Netflix.
He's a genius, but when I went to see his show at Capital One, I liked it, but he's just weird.
He's a weird guy.
So weird.
I can't describe his
stand-up show.
No, I saw his stand-up at UMBC like 30 years ago. He was amazing. He brought his guitar up there. He sang a bunch of songs.
Talented.
Yeah, I loved it. But you can't tell he's weird when he does these interviews. Definitely a weird dude.
It's like a news.
Did you see Martin Short?
Did you see Martin Short and Steve Martin?
What'd you think?
My wife and I were the youngest people in the whole theater at MGM. Really? I felt so
did
young.
You what'd you think of the show?
Very funny.
Really?
It's very shticky, right?
It's sticky,
saw
but
someone on look, Netflix.
Those guys are. Yeah. There's a reason they've been doing show business for 50 plus years.
Legends.
Guys are killing it. Yeah. All right, we got to get out of here. We will see you tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.